LNB's audio diary for the, what is this, the 10th? Oh gosh, I don't know what the date is. I'm horrible. It is the 10th of September 2023. It is a Sunday and it's just about 10:30 in the morning. I have just finished with the rabbit. They have guinea pigs again. And they needed some work on their cage. I had to clean everything out. Somebody did it Friday and they needed it again. So I guess every 2 days is about when they need it. It could probably go a third day, but it looks grungy. It smells a little bit. And, you know, we're trying to get them adopted, so we don't want them all dirty and stuff. I'm still here. I gotta open the back gate to get the car out on Sundays to keep the gate closed. So let's see. So yeah, I got a late start today. I use my phone lately. I use my phone as my alarm. And the alarm did not go off. Or I should say it did go off. But it was on silent. And it tends to go from silent to just vibrate. You know, because I have it set to be audible, but it will turn itself off for no apparent reason. It's been happening a lot. Well, now and then, not a lot, but now and then. But it's critical, and it's a pain every single time. So I got here about a half hour later than I wanted to. It doesn't seem like a lot, but with a half hour, you get time to get yourself settled before any of the volunteers might come in. Sorry about the wind, it's very windy suddenly. Here we go. Sorry. I'm gonna go get myself a cappuccino. Because I didn't get my coffee this morning. Very sad. But, yeah, there was a volunteer. She does kitties. She came in. Well, actually, she was there when I got there, so she was already setting up to work. And her husband, they're a young couple. They're in their 20s, I think. And her husband dropped her off and stayed to volunteer and walk some dogs. But he doesn't want to be there. He even told me, because he's a little chatty guy, but he doesn't really want to get out. This is his one day off and he doesn't want to move. So he walked two dogs and that was good enough for him. And then he just more or less hung around getting in the way. And I don't think he was a bad guy, but there's, I don't know. There's some question about him. We'll see how that plays out. But at any rate, there was enough people in that cat room, which is also where the rabbit and the guinea pig are. We're kind of bumping into each other and getting in each other's way. So, took a little longer than it would have normally, but, clearing the guinea pig cage is a process, just because of how awkward the cage is and where it's located and stuff. It's not a great design when it comes to cleaning the cage out. It would be a lot easier if there was, like, one big tray that just lifted right out, but I haven't been able to find one of those. Not locally. So, anyway. So that was this morning. Just a hectic morning. Not fun. And I decided yesterday that I was gonna stay focused on All He Surveys, right? It's the one major project I have going on right at the moment. I had other things that kind of cropped up here and there that pop up and they have to be dealt with, but I have recorded chapter 20 and I am editing it now. But yesterday was almost a complete washout and I was very sad about that. And the reason for it, here it is. There are a couple of cannabis dispensaries in town, right? And there was a new one that Mrs. Bronx and I have wanted to go check out. Now, we don't consume a great deal of cannabis products. We really don't. And the ones that I take are meant for pain management, right? And it's mostly because of my feet and my legs. You've heard me complain about that for years, right? And ibuprofen works just fine, but I have to take it like candy, right? Upwards of 8 to 12 pills a day if I want to completely manage the pain, right? Well, I tend not to completely manage the pain. I tend to take it in the morning so I can function until about mid-afternoon, and then, you know, aches and pains set in. And on some days, it's somewhat debilitating. So it's not an insignificant issue. It's not something I can just ignore. It is something that needs some kind of management. So cannabis products, certain cannabis products can help quite a bit with regard to the pain. Now, it manages it differently. It's slower onset, but it lasts a reasonable amount of time, and it does work. It's effective. However, it can make me high, right? And even the small doses, the smallest possible doses, well, I'm a lightweight, and it hits me hard, right? So we thought, well, let's go and talk to someone who actually works there, and maybe they have some alternatives, right? So we went into this place. It's called Consume is the name of the place. And it's set up like an Apple store almost, right? It's got music playing, and there's everything, glass cases everywhere, and beautiful lights, and professional signs, and everything. It's all backed by big corporations these days. They all bought up the small people and got all the licenses and everything. That's just the nature of the industry. Not cool, and I can go on about it for a long time, but I haven't looked super into it. I just know some of the base details, and I just don't care that much. But we went in there, right, and it took... That's me. See, now that I reset the sound, now it's giving me my alarms. That was an alarm just to tell me to leave. Otherwise, I can stay there all day working on stuff. So anyway, we went in there. And it was a little intimidating and quite confusing. Because of state laws that are in place regarding how you can sell and who you can sell to. There's a lot of stuff, double checking your name, getting your account. They offer a discount when you're new, so they need an account for you just so that they can offer the discount so they know it's your first time, blah, blah, blah. All right. So it was a process to get in there. And there are still laws about how many people can be in there at any one time. That's a holdover from COVID, I think. So they have a very precise way it has to be handled, right? But they're very gregarious. They're really friendly. They're really nice. And they got us through it okay. All right. Let me run in there and get my coffee, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. That was fast. There was no line. And still just a hair too hot for me. Let that cool a bit. So we went into the dispensary. And after some bumbling about, we were able to get some help, right? Because the way you order at this place is you don't go up to the counter. You have to go to electronic pads, that are installed. They're like little kiosk type pads that go into their database. And you choose what you want there. You put in your account. I don't know quite how that works because they did it for us this time. But you put in your account and you put in what you're looking for, and that's registered there. Then you get in line, and when you get up to the counter, and they had a lot of people behind the counter, so it went quickly. Then you tell them who you are, you give them your account, and your choices come up there. I don't know why they do it that way, but that's how they do it. And if you pay with card because of state laws that are still up in the air. They're debating about the changes and what kind of changes, but in the meantime, because it's still early days, if you use a card, they have to treat it like an ATM withdrawal, right? So they do have ATMs there. So you could use the ATMs and get cash and then deal with cash, or if you give them a card, then they treat it like an ATM transaction right then at the counter, right? So I pulled out the card and she said, well, we gotta do it that way, so we're gonna have to do it in multiples of 20. Right, because that's the minimum you can get out of an ATM. And I was like, well, I can do cash because I had cash on me. So it went easier with cash. We paid cash, and we got a couple of items that this lady that did help us, and she was very nice, very nice, very informed. And I say lady, it was not a girl, maybe in her, maybe around 30 or so, late 20s, 30. And she explained, you know, we told her I'm primarily looking for pain management, and Mrs. Bronx is looking for something to help her sleep and relax. And so there were lots of different products, and they're now starting to derive different chemical compounds from cannabis that can modify particular aspects of an ailment, right? So some are focused on pain, some are focused on relaxation, some are focused because, you know, I don't know how many listening to this show are familiar with cannabis products, but some of them can actually induce anxiety or energy, right? They don't all turn you into a pothead that's stoned all the time. Some of them really jazz you up. And there are certain chemicals and certain strains that have more of this in there, and they can separate all this stuff out into its constituent parts, right? This is the sort of thing I talk about at Star Drifter when it comes to food and other products like that. This is how I believe the future will be, right? Because it would be a hell of a lot easier to just break these things down and then recombine them into the exact amounts that you want. That's why they can tell you with a cannabis gummy exactly how many grams of a particular type, or milligrams usually, of a particular type of chemical are in there. It's because they've broken all of these chemicals down separately and then recombined them the way they want them to be. So, she centered on something that is very light and is primarily for pain management, all right? And I told her, I don't want to get high. I just want to deal with the pain. And she's like, okay, this will do for you. So I picked some, you know, there are these, I don't know what they are. I can't remember what's in there. But at some point, because this story goes on for a while, but I will eventually get a better understanding of these products, right? First off, I'm going to have a cup or a sip of my tea. I am going to have a sip of my cappuccino. Wow. Still a bit hot for me, but really tasty. Yeah, not bad. It could be a little... It's not... Okay. It's tastier than my usual stuff I have at home. Is it outstanding? No. It's not the greatest coffee, but it's a pretty good cappuccino. It's a pretty good cappuccino. And it's the best one I can find around here. Oy. Okay, so she got this product and said this is the good thing, and I have to trust her. That's why we wanted help, right? So, okay, I got that, and I got two boxes of it because they only had 10 chews in there, right? And it's expensive. But she said, like, you know, if you're starting out, just take half. So that doubles the amount that, you know, that I have available to me. And I wanted to try it when we got home because my legs were aching. My feet were hurting quite a bit. So, and Mrs. Bronx wanted to try hers because she was curious. So we got home and we both took just half, right? Now, in Mrs. Bronx's case, young woman, directed her to these gummies, these chews, and she said, these are really light powered. And, you know, if you're just starting out with this sort of stuff, probably this is a good choice. I myself take three every morning before I start my day, and they keep anxiety away and they keep me, you know, keep me steady, right? Okay, that's fine. And it was good, right? So we got our stuff, and it was expensive. In the end, it was expensive. But what the hey, try it once, right? Try it once. If it works, you find a way to pay for it, right? If it's actually gonna do what I need it to do, it would be worth it, okay? So, we got it, we went home, I took half, right? Half of mine. Now, first off, the flavor was incredible. If they made candy like this, I wouldn't have a tooth in my head, right? It was a hard, chewy gummy, not super soft like you might get from you know, I don't know, gummy worm or something like that. It was a little bit chewier than that, but my gosh, the flavor was amazing. It was a tropical thing, and they had that sour powder on the outside that I love, and oh man, this was right in the pocket, right? Right in the pocket. I would have eaten all of them right then and there if they were just candy, all right? But I know they're not, right? I know they're medicine, so I only took half. I bit one half of these things. And for about an hour and a half, I was not feeling it. Not really. A little bit on the edges. But the disappointing part at that point, was that the pain wasn't going away either. These things were not kicking in, right? Or this thing wasn't kicking in. Okay, well, that's fine. And then I did start to feel it. Not in the pain way, but in getting high, right? And that just leaves me feeling tired and dizzy, and I don't like that feeling. You know, alcohol has a definite effect on me, and I prefer that. I prefer it. Maybe it's because I'm more familiar with it, but I don't like this feeling. But whatever. Again, I'm getting high, but I'm not feeling the pain go away, and this is bothering me, right? So it's like I spent all this money on this thing, and it doesn't work. Blah, blah, blah. I'm annoyed. So it's like, whatever. I give it more time because I know this stuff can be slow to kick in. It can be. So I decided I'm going to work on All He Surveys. So I went out there and I started working on All He Surveys. Chapter 20, doing the editing on that. And I'm doing it and I'm not getting too far when I am just too dizzy and too sleepy to actually function at that, you know, at that level that I need to be to get that kind of work done. It's like, oh man. So I only got a little bit done, and then I'm all dizzy and stuff. And I was like, whatever. I just sat on the couch and watched stupid shit. I don't even know what I watched. Oh yes, I do. I watched, well, one of the things I watched, I'll talk about after. I'll do a review of it. But, yeah, I watched some stupid stuff, and eventually I noticed through the fog that my feet didn't hurt anymore. It's like, okay, so it did work. It took a while. It did. It was probably about two hours, more than 2 hours before I felt the pain management kick in, right? And by 3 hours, it was doing a really good job on that front. But I was still stoned. And Mrs. Bronx got really blasted on one half of this thing, right? Now, remember, the gal that talked to us takes three of these in the morning before she goes to work, right? And Mrs. Bronx got blasted and was very unhappy with the feeling that it induced, right? It upset her stomach, and it just made her feel dizzy, and she just did not like it. Just did not enjoy that experience at all. So, it took probably until, we're talking, until about 8 o'clock before I felt okay again. And on a positive note, the pain didn't return, because it does come and go. It's periodic, and that's why I don't need a steady supply of this stuff. So for me, that was good. For Mrs. Bronx, it lasted the whole night, until bedtime just about. And that was we spent a lot of money experimenting. It works, but it's not great. Not a great experience. It's very slow to act. I can live with that. Honestly, I can. I can live with that. Because, you know, once you know what you're dealing with chemical-wise, you know, how it affects your body, you can plan for it. And you can, so I don't mind the slow act, but I really do mind getting stoned. I don't like the feeling of it. So, in this case, now I've had other stuff, and it hits me, and it makes me really dizzy. Right? This didn't make me really dizzy. I was a little dizzy, but not really dizzy. But it did make, like, I was in a fog. I felt like I was in a fog. And I thought, well, okay, first off, clearly a half was too strong for me. All right? probably a quarter would have worked. But the problem is, a quarter will obviously make it less, you know, I won't get as hot, you know, as high as fast, right? It'll be a less egregious experience on that front. But it also reduces the amount of pain management that's associated with it. And will it be enough? I don't know. So there's more experimentation that needs to be done. But I can tell you this, I'm not taking these during the day again. These will be things I take for bedtime. That's it. And that is important because when my legs are bothering me, when my feet and ankles and knees are bothering me, it robs me of sleep. I can't fall asleep. So this wouldn't be a bad thing. You know, if I say, yeah, I'm going to try to get to bed by 11, maybe about 9, I'll take this stuff. And that might work on nights when I need it like that. So we'll see. We'll see. Overall, is it going to be a better experience than ibuprofen? Not at all. Not at all. Except on one area. Ibuprofen can upset the stomach. Now, it doesn't tend to do that for me, right? But taking it like candy is not a good idea. It just isn't, you know? And I megadose. I take four 500 milligram pills. I think they're 500 milligram pills. There might be thousands. I'm not sure. But I really megadose when I do it. And they hit me fast, and they take care of the pain. And I don't get high. I don't get buzzed. I can tell you right now, after taking one half of one gummy, I was not in a position where I could do any work in the back. And I sure as hell couldn't drive, right? And that was all afternoon. That was all afternoon that kept up. And it's like, this is just not going to do. You know, this won't work for me. And Mrs. Bronx was totally wrecked. And granted, we're lightweights. We're beyond lightweights. We're featherweights when it comes to this sort of stuff, right? Granted. I'm not arguing against that point. But that may mean that what we needed to do, it's simply incapable of doing, you know, because if it's going to give us an unpleasant experience, possibly give us those other benefits that we're looking for, but bring an unpleasant experience along with it, what's the point? You know, what's the point? So, and you know, people that are very, very positive about using cannabis for pain management, for anxiety management, for relaxation, et cetera, et cetera, they would argue that you just got to get used to it, right? You just got to get used to it. Take some more, get used to it. It's a little rough at first, and then get going. Well, I can't argue against that because I don't have any experience to argue against that. I can tell you, though, that it'll be a really rough transition if that's the case. It was a very unpleasant afternoon, and it had this paradoxical effect that by the end of the night, when it was bedtime, you know, I said this to Mrs. Bronx, it's like, I feel like it was a very long day, and yet I got absolutely nothing done, right? So that entirely defeats the purpose of this stuff. Entirely defeats the purpose of needing pain management, because, you know, if it's going to do that, but it's going to destroy the day anyway, then, you know, I want to be functional. I want to be able to do stuff. I want to be able to get up and get around, or just, you know, if I want to get up off the couch, as opposed to, Jesus, I can't move, you know? So I am very, I've always had a very liberal view about drugs, right? I believe that if you want to get rid of the drug problem in America, you need to legalize the use of it, right? And that includes hard drugs. However, you control it all, right? So there are places in the world where if you have a heroin addiction, they give it to you for free, right? It's a government building, right? You go and they will give you what you want, and they'll even administer it for you for free, right? That means you're not breaking into people's houses. They're not incarcerating people. In the end, it's like massively cheaper to support the drug habits of addicted individuals than it is to run them through, you know, first off, you know, have them preying on people in the community and then running them through the legal system, being chased by the police, being caught by the police, being tried at trial, being sent to jail, blah, 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 blah. That's so insanely expensive, and all it does is destroy lives, right? It ruins not just the life of the addict, but everyone in their life, right? And anyone they happen to prey upon because they're in the grips of their addiction, you know? In this country, we still, even though there have been strides made, there have been, but in this country, we treat addiction still like it is a flaw of character, right? Instead of a disease, right? And you need to look at it as a disease, a mental disorder, right? And it does have physical effects, but it is in the brain where this is, where you're fighting this fight. And the body follows, right? So if you treat it like it is a mental disorder, right? That these people need mental help. They need help in their addiction, right? You can get them in a place where you can control their intake so nobody overdoses. Nobody ever overdoses. It doesn't cost them anything. You're saving incredible amounts of money from, you know, fiscally, on a fiscal level for the government. And you're in a position to offer help for these people to kick these drugs. It's right there in the same location. And they see it all the time. And they see people, in fact, the people helping them are ex-addicts themselves and can say, look, I know what you're going through. You need this right now, but trust me, you won't always. Just work with us, you know? You come here, you get it for free, and you're done, right? No one dies, right? And the really pernicious drugs, the really bad stuff, you can control, right? You can say that stuff's illegal, right? And yeah, there's always going to be a black market for it. But if there's other stuff that is easier to monitor and easier to administer, most addicts will go for that if it's free. And they'll stay away from the worst of it. And that's a proven fact. It's being done in Europe and other places in the world. And it absolutely works. And I believe that's how I think that's the direction we should be going in, okay? So, all of that being said, I was absolutely for legalizing cannabis. I don't like cannabis myself, though, right? But there have been a lot of people who've had a lot of trouble with the law. It causes so much trouble. It clogs up the legal system. You know, all of this stuff. And it in the end, is no worse than booze, right? And yeah, you shouldn't be driving while you're under the influence of anything, right? But it is definitely better than, overall, it's better than booze. It is, you know, from a physiological standpoint, it's considerably better. And if you're not actually smoking it, if you're taking something like a gummy or other, you know, other edible cannabis products, you won't even get the possible cancerous effects of inhaling smoke. And I just won't inhale smoke. That's just disgusting to me. But it overall, it's so much less harmful than booze. So much less harmful. So there's a long way to go to understanding what it can do and what it can't do. I believe someday the many pharmaceutical benefits that can come from this one plant will be better understood, better applied in a lot of different products. So that maybe someday there will be a gummy that I can take, or a pill would be fine for me, capsule, whatever, that will give me the pain management benefits without anything else. Maybe someday that'll happen. Right now, I'm stuck with a very expensive candy that I can only eat in very, very small doses and at very specific times under very specific circumstances. Well, that's kind of the nature of any medication, right? So looking at it strictly as a medication and not as a recreational tool, I suppose I can treat it with the respect it deserves and not get myself all messed up, you know? Just use it, to take away some of the pain so I can get a good night's sleep. And how long have I been fighting that, dear listener? So, anyway. Wow, I said I was going to do a review. Okay, very, very quickly. Captain Harlock, Space Pirate. Okay? Now, if you're familiar with the Harlock series, so it's really a franchise because they've done movies and television shows and anime and comics and all sorts of stuff, right? Basically, it's, you know, set in the future, about 1,000 years, and Earth has been devastated by wars with alien races, and Harlock is a captain who was in the military, and he gets into a beef with the occupying alien forces, and he escapes, goes out into space with a very powerful warship, and he then becomes the enemy of Earth and does all sorts of heroic deeds. Harlock goes back quite a ways. I believe the original manga was back in the 70s. And it's Japanese, obviously. And I'm of two minds about the whole series. I think it's kind of indicative of a time period, and you either like that sort of stuff or you don't. But if you've seen Macross, if you've seen what in America was known as Star Blazers, if you've, you know, the SDF Fortress, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't Star Blazers. That was the Yamato, right? The Yamato stories. All of these things are very, very similar, and they hail from a very particular time in Japanese science fiction storytelling. And story-wise, a lot of them are very similar, and Harlock is an awful lot different. However, the movie I saw was a CGI film, 3D CGI film, and the production quality in the CGI was very, very high. It's really quite good. And it's from, I want to say 2014, but it might be a little bit earlier. A lot of fun from the CGI standpoint, and a lot of fun from, you know, there were space battles, and there's, you know, big, you know, you have these giant spaceships that are, you know, mounted with what are clearly, you know, like guns from modern times or something that looks like it anyway, cannons, but they shoot lasers and, you know, it's just classic space opera stuff. And looked really, really good. The ending was ambiguous to me. I didn't quite understand it. And there's some strange editing or story jumps that I didn't quite follow. But overall, it was quite enjoyable. It was quite nice. And it's you know, from a 3D cartoon standpoint, it was visually stunning. It was really, really beautiful. So that's Japanese production called Captain Harlock Space Pirate. Captain Harlock : Space Pirate. And if you're really interested in that sort of stuff, and I if you're into space opera, it's worth checking out. It really is, just for the visuals. It's really quite pretty. Interesting characters, and Harlock himself is kind of cookie cutter Japanese stoic hero, but boy, he has a good look. He's got a great look. You know, he's just beyond cool looking, and so it's fun. It is fun, and I enjoyed it. So anyway, I guess that's about it, because I am home.